Joe Rogan slams Biden for potentially trying to start World War III. Should be some sort of a pause for significant actions. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 24, 2024. Joe Rogan criticized President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for trying to start World War III days after Biden gave the approval for Ukraine to use long-range missiles to fire into Russia. In an interview with Scott Stork, a record producer and songwriter on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, Rogan admitted that he does not feel safe knowing that Ukraine is launching missiles into Russia. Rogan questioned how Biden was allowed to make significant actions such as approving Ukraine's usage of long-range American missiles to strike within the Russian mainland. "I feel safer knowing that Trump is in office," Stork said, to which Rogan agreed. "What I don't feel safer is right now they're launching missiles into Russia," Rogan said. "How are you allowed to do that when you're on the way out? The people don't want you to be there anymore. This should be some sort of a pause for significant actions that could potentially start World War III." Rogan added that it might be a good thing that Americans want to avoid from a dying former president. "Zelensky says Putin is terrified," Rogan added. "Fuck you, man. Fuck you people. You effing people are about to start World War III." Stork mentioned that Russia had fired a missile. "I feel like they fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time ever. It's the first time one of those has ever been used," Rogan added. "It's effing insanity, because those intercontinental ballistic missiles can have nukes on them. This one didn't. But, if it does, the whole world changes, and it changes because the military-industrial complex, and it changes because of the money that's going to Ukraine. And it changes because the outgoing president or whoever the FK is actually running the country decided to do something effing insane." As Breitbart News's Kurt Thindulka previously reported that Biden recently lifted the restrictions preventing Ukraine from using American Army Tactical Missile System, ATACMS, missiles to strike targets in Russia. Russia fired an experimental intermediate-range ballistic missile at the city of Dnipro on Thursday, which the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense revealed had traveled at Mach 11 as it carried 36 submunitions.